1. It was a cycling day. My cycling day, actually. Not that I got to sleep in or anything. Just like every day, Fraser woke me up moving round our room. He's my little brother. Although he's actually 14 now and nearly as tall as me, that's how I still think of him. I suppose I always will. Sorry, Hazel, he whispered unconvincingly when he saw me peering blearily at him. He was like a solid shadow in the gloom, except for his hair, a shaggy white blonde mass shining in the silvery moonlight leaking round the shutters. His round face is cute and energetic, with wide blue-grey eyes. Recently I've noticed several village girls his age glancing his way at meals, nudging each other and whispering, but mainly giggling. He never sees them, of course. Too busy. Fraser is always busy, either with his hands helping Savin, my dad, in the village carpentry shop, or with his brain. If he looks at anything for more than a few seconds, you just know his thoughts are taking it apart to figure out how it works. Maybe someday he'll be the one that gets all the ship's machines working again. He put on his shirt and trousers and waved to me before slipping out. I snuggled back under the blanket to try and get back to sleep, all comfy and warm, like a baby bird in its nest. It was no use. Nobody had been sleeping well for a while. I'd spent another restless night shuffling about on the thin mattress, waking intermittently. It had left me as tired as when I went to bed. On the other side of the room, hanging on the dresser, was my new dress. Dad's partner, Tanari, had made it for me and didn't charge me a single food kilo, which was so kind of her. I just kept staring at it in the low light. That dress was the loveliest thing I'd ever owned. Emerald green to complement my red hair, with a long, elegant skirt and wide shoulder straps. And right in the middle of the front was a cycling symbol, a circle divided by an S line down the middle, one half black, one half white, each with a dot of the opposite colour top and bottom. The whole village was going to be watching me at the cycling, especially now I'd got the dress. I was the ceremony's flower girl, presenting the posies to those who were getting cycled. It's a real honour to be chosen as the flower girl. After so many years of being overlooked, I was kind of surprised when the mayor asked me. Nobody over 18 is selected, so I'd only got a few months left. Cycling day is the best time. For a start, nobody works. Well, the cows have to be milked, pigs and chickens fed, and the cooks have a lot to prepare. But that's all during the morning, when the families are saying goodbye to members who are going to be cycled, which is kind of a sad, happy time. Then once the morning's over, we have the ceremony at midday, followed by a big remembrance celebration and feast in the afternoon. The kids play games, there's singing. Then when the daylight goes off, the flower girl lights a big bonfire in the village square, and there's dancing until late. So it was my day, and it was going to be wonderful. The only possible downer would be Zorn. He's 20, and a few months back, he got appointed a probationary regulator. So he thinks he's important because of that. There's a real swagger to him now as he walks about. Truth is, he only got the regulator job because Elijah, his older brother, is deputy regulator. The problem is, Zorn likes me. A lot. My fault. He was a mistake, a rebound from Scott. All right, sure, it was fun while it lasted, but he went and got all serious about us and decided I was the one for him. I broke it off, of course, but I handled that badly. Out of the 23 precious books we had at the school, my favourite was Pride and Prejudice. I always see myself like Elizabeth Bennet, who keeps having all those mixed-up